just as stern and difficult and dirty, but not the same. I don't miss the old life much, except her. Except her. Except her. It feels like I've been watching such a long time. Watching and waiting. Watching the East End burn and waiting to see if Callie will step out of the ashes and come back to me and make everything right. She showed up one evening at the start of the bombing, dressed for business in furs and a red dress, her mouth purple and ripe like cherries on the market. She was tall and slim, a lady, but her skin was brown, her black hair coiled under a neat little hat. She looked like a picture in a magazine. It was cool, evening turning to night, and quiet, just me and her. Her eyes roved over me. She took out a long black cigarette from a silver case and let me light it for her. "How old are you?" she asked, her voice all warm and silky, with something in it I didn't recognize. 16. Her coal-rimmed almond eyes gazed at me and through me. "Okay, 14. I can look after myself." "I'm sure you can, girl. I'm sure you can."